If you're ready, I am.
Okay.
On to.
Ready, set.
And.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, here he is, Ed.
Well, that's not the one we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to do that one. We're supposed to do this one. That's right. That's it.
It is time to cast off words and darkness.
Yes, it is. It's time to cast things off.
It is time to dress ourselves.
It's time to get dressed in the light of God. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and we're glad you joined us for this excellent adventure with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is time. It's always time because Jesus has risen from the dead. And ever since the day of Pentecost, it's been time for the church to rise up and do something great and go to a higher place and get that higher thought and bring it down here, praise the Lord, and just start thinking differently, acting differently, talking differently, walking differently. And that's what we have. We've been doing something the last couple of days since yesterday, and we have a thought that's been pulsating in our spirit, and it's called Affecting Great Change Now. We're doing things to affect great change. There were things that were done in the Bible that affected great change and changed nations, changed cities, changed families, and there are things that we can do to cooperate with heaven to affect great change. But before we do that, there's been a hue and a cry against the expansion of Satan's kingdom in Pity Party City, USA. And we have taken a pledge and we have passed out a petition. And we want you to join us because we forbid Pity Party City, USA from taking over our cities.
This is a public service announcement of citizens against Pity Party, Party City.
Something must be done. This has to be stopped.
Pity parties are threatening our cities. Mr. D. Satan must be stopped.
There's only one solution.
The blood of Jesus overcomes self-pity. We saw the expansion of Pity Party Party City by Mr. D. Satan as a threat to the welfare of our people. And we're taking action, fighting against plans for more Pity Party Party Cities.
Well, if they think they can just skate into our town and triple nuts over our people and the fine outlook on our future because of the blood of Jesus, then I say Pity Party Party City has truly underestimated the weapons of our warfare.
We view the bold attempts of Pity Party Party City's expansion as an out-and-out effort to steal the hope and the vision away from each citizen.
As mayor of this city, we're taking action. We're arming each citizen with the promises of God. We're taking the It Is Time broadcast and sharing it with everyone. We're spreading the news of Team Edify and enlisting our townspeople to rise up and edify one another. We will run Mr. D. Satan out of our town and forbid the expansion of these Pity Party Party Cities. We will be edified by God and not taken over by self-pity.
Yes, you too can take a stand against the expansion of Pity Party Party Cities in your town. Let's edify one another and be pity-free.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by It Is Time podcast and the good people at Team Edify.
Our sponsor this half hour is 2Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the Father of Lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2Core 10-4. 2Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Fly it today and be at peace in moments. Yeah, it's 2 Core 10-4 is our sponsor this half hour, and we're glad you're with us. And you know, we are bringing the word to the world right now, affecting great change now. That's what we want to do. And the reason we have that so heavy on our heart, God just placed it there. Said, you know what? I want to do something. I want to do it now. I want to do it through my people. And I want to do it in such a way that things happen. And so we know that there's evidence for the kingdom of God, because God has poured out his spirit. Jesus said, hey, if I cast out Satan by Satan, that's one thing. But if you cast out demons by the word of God, then you know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. And praise God, it's time for the reign of God to come in our lives. It's time to effect a change right now. Come on, get up out of your seat. Lift up your hands and declare, it's my time right now.
It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time for authority. It's time for your majesty. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. In these days of wars and famines, in these days when hearts grow cold, in these days of growing darkness, there's a story to be told. So we gather in the Spirit, we lift up a prayer of faith, we proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name. It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time for authority. It's time for your majesty. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. For the captives of rebellion, addicted and deceived, for those who wander far from home, it's time to intercede. So we gather in the Spirit, lift up a prayer of faith, we proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name. It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time for authority. It's time for your majesty. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed.
So we gather in the Spirit, lift up a prayer of faith, we proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name. So we gather in the Spirit, we lift up a prayer of faith, we proclaim the mighty word of God, the power in your name, the power in your name.
It's time for the reign of God.
It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your life.
Yeah, that's Steve Mitchinson, and it's time for the Reign of God with Brian Dokerson. And that's, as we've been saying, boy, I could play that every day of my life, the rest of my life, every day, and just get absolutely on fire for heaven, because it is time. Not time for pity. It's not time for Pity Party City, USA. It's not time for all the doubt and unbelief, because God has spoken a word to our hearts. It's time to effect a change now. It's not time to do it tomorrow. It's time to do it now. It's time to rise up. You have to have something. You have to have something inside your heart, and that's what we're here. We're here to put something on the inside of you that's greater than on the outside. I was thinking about this, and the scripture came to mind that in that 2 Kings chapter 1, a fairly familiar story. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." And they say, "Whoa, wait a second. We've got people, this is famine time. We've got people eating each other. We've got people warring against their own family members. And we've got people who are just being nasty one to another. This is not a time of great rejoicing. This is a time for looking out for number one. The Lord, then a Lord whose hand the king leaned, answered, said the man of God, said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat thereof. Let me tell you something. The prophet of God said, it's going to be different. Things are going to change. And this guy said, gosh, even if God made windows of heaven, it wouldn't even make a dent in our life. And then the prophet of God said, hey, you're going to see it with your eyes, but you're not going to eat thereof. And then in the midst of this story, it says that there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? You know, why are we sitting here? And a lot of people are just sitting in their situations. And they're just continuing on and on and on and on. And same words, same, you know, same movie, same picture, same outcome, same. And I'm saying, hey, time out. Glory to God. Time out of this natural stuff. Time in with God. If we say we will enter the city, then the famine is in the city. We shall die there. And if we sit still here, and we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. You know what they're saying is, look, the worst thing that happened to us is we can die. The worst thing that's going to happen to us is the same thing's going to be here tomorrow. Then they rose up in the twilight, and they go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made a host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, their asses, even their camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came unto the uttermost part of the camp, they went in the tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver, gold, and raiment, and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also, and they went out and hid that. Then said one to another, we do not well. This day is a good day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of a man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents were there. And they called to the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king rose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. And basically, they went out and said, hey, look it, we had a chance to save all this for ourselves, but we're not going to do that. We're going to share the prosperity with everybody. And because they didn't sit there and just wait until they died, they did something, hallelujah, and they went out and told everybody. And I want to tell you something, because the prophet of God is speaking again, and he's saying, the voice of the Lord, rather, is saying that there is bread in the city. There is opportunity. There is answers to prayer. There is. This time tomorrow, things are going to be different. God said, I want you to affect a change. I want you to tell people that I want to change things. I want you to tell people that I want to reverse the curse. I want to reverse the things that are happening right now and bring upon us something from heaven, something beautiful, a sound of a rushing mighty wind and an abundance of rain. So the people can rejoice and dance and sing because of what my hand has done. Hallelujah to God. That's what the word of the Lord is saying. You know, God's going to come in power and in might. And he's bringing us something beautiful from heaven. And I just want you to be involved with it. This is a song by Hillsong. And it's called You'll Come. And God is wanting to do some mighty, beautiful things for us. And I want you to get involved with it. Hallelujah to God. You'll come. You'll come, Lord, when you come. Oh, great things happen in the Spirit, mighty God.
Yeah.
You'll come. That's Hillsongs. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. What an answer to prayer. God is on the throne. Prayer changes things. God's doing new things for us. He's helping us. He's aiding the seed of Abraham because we're calling on his name. It's a time to say, I'm not going to sit here and just wallow away. I'm not just going to sit here and bide my time. I'm going to lift up my hands. I'm going to do something in obedience to God because that's what God is wanting me to do. He's wanting us to effect a change in our life, to effect a change in our city. Notice these four guys, you know, in 2 Kings here, these guys effected a change for an entire nation. They went and found bread. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet said, 2 Kings chapter 7, he said it was going to happen. And then that old doubt and that doubter and unbeliever, he said, well, even if God opened the windows of heaven, it still wouldn't make a dent in what's going on here. And God said, okay, well, you know, you're going to see it, but you aren't going to eat it. And he saw it all right, and he didn't partake of it. And he ended up dying. And God doesn't want us to die. He's giving us the answer to our prayers. He's giving us something to hold on to. He's giving us his word. And it's not just an excited moment. I'm telling you something. We can affect a change. We talked a little bit yesterday on the yesterday broadcast about confession, confessing the word. Yeah, you know, why? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat thereof, the fruit thereof. In James 3, he talks about the fact that we set on fire the course of nature through our tongue. It's set on fire usually of hell. But if we'll let heaven set us on fire, then we have the fire of God to effect a change. And it's not just words. It's words that come from the covenant. They're covenant words. Agreeing with God is the place of power. He wants us to effect a change in our life. Because why? Because the Lamb of God has overcome. Not going to overcome. He has overcome. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we need to hook up with heaven and add our testimony to the blood of the Lamb. This is Steve Paleo. The Lamb has overcome. Let's jump on board.
We will sing and rejoice, for the Lamb that was slain has overcome.
yes, Steve Paleo, the Lamb has overcome. And guess what? We're walking in such a place where we can overcome in the things that we face, the things that are coming against us. If we lift up our hands of praise, God inhabits the praises of His people. Oh yeah, whatever your situation is, let's effect a change. You've turned my mourning into dance. You've turned my sorrow into joy. Oh God, we thank you so much for your precious power. We thank you so much, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so thankful. We are so thankful that it's your presence, God. It's your presence that makes a difference. Come on, reach out. We're overcoming. We're overcoming now. We're not waiting for tomorrow. You're the cloud by day, the fire by night. Come on, it's happening right now. God's here. This is for you. Reach out and receive it. What a mighty God we serve. What a God, what a God, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're the cloud. You're the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And when you come, hallelujah, your presence brings something so wonderful. We can reach out and touch it. Oh, because your presence is tangible. Your presence is amazing. It's your presence, God, that makes the difference. It's your presence that makes everything different. Oh, yes, it's your presence, God. It's your presence, Lord. It's your presence, Jesus. The presence of the Lord is so thick right now. to help, to heal, to save, to deliver. I'm just having time with God right now. That's right, because He's coming in glory, lifting burdens, lifting sickness. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, You are, Lord. You're a fire by night. You're exactly what we need right now for our life, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. The atmosphere of heaven is in your home, in your car, wherever you are right now. Just lift up your hands and receive it. Oh, glory to God. We thank You so much, God. We thank You so much that You are exactly what we need. Because, God, nothing can fill us like You. Nothing can change us like You. Nothing can cause Your presence to do what it does except faith in Your presence, faith in your name, faith in Your blood, faith in Your presence. Glory to God. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Lord. Oh, I just can't be thankful enough. Just can't be thankful enough. Come on. Oh, when He comes, everything changes. Yes. Oh, it's changing right now. The Syrian camp has been driven out. All the supplies are being left behind. Oh, hallelujah. This time tomorrow, He said. That's what the prophet said. Oh, there's a change going on in our home, in our church, in our business. Thank You, Lord. We're declaring it. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. When You come, everything changes. When You come, everything changes. Oh, we're so thankful, Father. We're so thankful for the presence of the Lord that we can count on. We can count on Your name. We can count on Your glory. We can count on things being different because You arrive, because You're here, because the Lamb of God is overcome. Because it's time for the reign of God. Because, Lord, oh, You said You'd come. Hallelujah. And Your glory shines on us. Spirit reign. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless You, Father. We bless You, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Well, glory to God. We want you to be hooked up with Team Edify. This is what we're doing right now. We're edifying one another. We're just being in the presence of the Lord and letting the edification of heaven, the presence of the Lord, change us all. And I want you to hook up with Team Edify. It's something that I believe can help change your entire existence because we've got a focus that comes from heaven. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Well, come on in. Guess what? Strength is rising because we're waiting on the Lord and we're trusting in the everlasting God. We're affecting change right now.
Strength arises. We wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength.
the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall and exhaust. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Yeah, that's the everlasting God, Lincoln Brewster. And strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord, the everlasting God. That's why this is a renewable resource. You'll never run out. That's why we can affect a change, because we're not gonna wear out. We're not gonna falter, because our God will never let go of our hand. Our God will never leave us nor forsake us. So we are the greatest renewable resource on earth, glory to God, because we can renew our strength every day. The Bible said that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. And that's what we have to rely upon, his faithfulness. And that's why God is saying, I want you to affect a change. Yeah, I want you to affect a change. There's going to be bread in the city tomorrow. Oh, this time tomorrow, there's mighty things going on, and God wants us to be the ones that stir up the waters, that stir up the gift of God. He said, I remind you to stir up the gift, rekindle the flame, fan the fire, and because there is resources available from God. You know, the gold on the cattle on a thousand hill belongs to God. The gold and the silver belongs to God. It may be in the hands of wicked people, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And so we need a transference of wealth and a transference of resources. It belongs to God. And we know who we are. We know in whom we trust. And we can thank God. This is Israel Houghton and Chris Tomlin. I know who I am. I belong to God. I'm His.
Found me, I was blinded, and you gave me sight. You
I know who I am, Israel Houghton and Chris Tomlin. And we thank God that we know who we are. That's right. We know who we are in God. And boy, to affect the change, you got to know who you are. Because the enemy will come with all kinds of arrows that fly by day and arrows that fly by night. He'll come out with lies and distortions and every little trick in his bag. But I'll tell you what, Jesus' bag is bigger than his. And if Satan, if he can cause a snake to appear, well, Jesus can cause a king snake to eat it up, praise the Lord, like they did when Pharaoh's Egyptian, when the magicians of Pharaoh came around and they said, look what we can do. And then Moses said, yeah, but check this out. Well, God is saying, check this out. Church, come on, check this out. I'm doing something exceeding abundantly beyond all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you. That's what Ephesians 3:20 said. He put the power in the church. And guess what? When God poured out his power, he didn't pour it into a tree. No, he didn't. He didn't pour it into the city of Jerusalem. No, he didn't. He didn't pour it into a holy place, a holy spot, and just one holy man. He poured it into his church. And we're the church, and we're carriers of that power. Hallelujah. And it works through a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when our hearts are pure and right with him, through the blood of Jesus, we can speak to mountains and affect a change. You say, well, you're excited today. No, I'm excited because God is saying something. This is right now radio. This is right now ministry. Take this. Come on. You got to take this and put it in your heart. God wants to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. He wants us to move mountains. He's the Savior. He's mighty to save. I don't care what you're facing. God is mighty to save, and he wants to do it right now. We're mountain-moving people. You know, Jesus said, whosoever shall say. He didn't say, I say. He said, whosoever shall say. Are you a whosoever? Turn to your neighbor, look and see. Are you a whosoever? Am I a whosoever? Are you a whosoever? Hey, we're all whosoevers. He said, whosoever shall say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And so God wants us to affect a change now, a great change. Affecting great changes doesn't come by waiting. It comes by believing and acting. Faith is always an action word. And I know there's a spirit of expectation right now because God is speaking and God is saying things. And we need to say, hey, my God is mighty to save. He is absolutely mighty to save. Oh, Savior, you can move the mountains. Oh, hallelujah. Everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs a Savior. That's why we're a whosoever speaking to mountains and affecting great change in our lives. Let's believe it right now. In the name of Jesus, this is Mighty to Save, Bill Songs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he conquered the grave all right. Shine your light and let the whole world see for the glory of the risen King. Isn't that amazing? Shine your light and let the whole world see. There's something so wonderful about God. He shares his glory with us. No, we can't have his glory like the glory shines from us like, you know, we are the King and we're the Lord and we're the master of the universe. No, but he does put his glory inside of us. He said, Father, the glory you've given me, give to them also. Read it in John 17. It's amazing. Oh, absolutely amazing. And that's exactly what God wants to do. He wants us to be able to have a strong, secure future. He wants us to be able to shout it from the housetops, if you will, and just brag on the goodness and the greatness of our God, because he's mighty to save. He's mighty to save. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we got to do one more song. There's just something in my heart about this song. It's just an amazing song. My Redeemer lives. That's exactly what we need to be conscious of all the time. The greater one that lives in us. It's not us we're bragging on. It's him, the greater one that lives in us. But he does live in us. And he's not going to do it alone. He's going to do it with us. The Bible said in Mark 16, verse 20, so then they went everywhere preaching the word, the Lord working with them. See, they were affecting a change, a great change. They were affecting a great change. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. If we'll be faithful to God's word, God will be faithful to confirm the word with signs following. And we know that our Redeemer is a living Redeemer. He's mighty. Come on. We've got to go ahead and say, I agree with you, God. I'm going to rise up and effect a great change.
Thank you.
Redeemer lives. He's living right now, and he's living on the inside of us. That's right, greater is he that lives in me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Our Redeemer lives on the inside of us. God is speaking to us about affecting a great change in our life right now. Affecting a great change now. That's amazing. You know, it's not tomorrow afternoon. It's not tomorrow night. It's right now that we're affecting change in our life. We're causing it to happen by rising up, just like the children of Israel when they marched around Jericho. God said, this is what I want you to do. And just like when Jesus told Peter, he said, you know, I know you fished all night, but I want you to let down your net. I want you to let down those nets again. And he said, Lord, I'm tired, but nevertheless, at your word. See, it's all at his word. And that's why we're going to go ahead and be obedient and just say, okay, I'm going to affect a great change in my life. I'm going to lift up holy hands without wrath, without doubting, and blow the trumpet in Zion. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on the horse. Come on, get on the horse with me. We're going to get on that horse, and we're going to go ride off and tell somebody, come on, partner, let's get on the horse and ride into the future and affect a change. Oh, come on now. Bring righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost into people's lives. Come on, get on your horse with me. We're doing something for heaven in the mightiest name of Jesus. And tell somebody, oh, come on now. It's time to keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody, you got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Till next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying, hey, praise the Lord. Don't put anything off. Don't put it off at all. Why? Because it is time. Amen. We'll see you next time.